Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's gospel lesson is an account of Jesus healing 10 lepers, but only one returning to him to thank him. This gospel teaches that Jesus is merciful, eager to bless and to heal those who ask him. And it also teaches that he has authority over all sicknesses and even over the law itself. He is, after all, the eternal Word who has authority over all creation. And by healing 10 lepers, he demonstrates his authority over both sin and death. Jesus is merciful, eager to heal and eager to cleanse. During his time on earth, whenever someone asked Jesus for help or for mercy or for healing, he always answered it and always gave it. From the time his ministry begins in the Jordan till the time it ends at the cross, he never fails to heal and to help and to give to anyone asking for mercy. And so, when 10 lepers ask him for mercy, he simply gives it to them, as is his wont. But I think what is central to understanding this passage, in more than just a superficial way, is understanding the whole canon of Scripture. Because to understand this text, we are to understand they are healed in more than just one way. First, and most obviously, these lepers are healed because after they left, they realized they no longer had leprosy. They were cured physically, the same way someone might be cured of cancer or of heart disease or something like that. The actual illness, the physical infirmity, was gone. They walked away healed, whole. That's the first part of this miracle. But Jesus' miracle did more than that. Jesus showed them mercy, not only in healing them, but also in making them clean, making them pure, making them clean before God and men. You must understand that under the Old Covenant, in the book of Leviticus, it lays it out, leprosy made you unclean, meant that you were unclean before the holiness of God, and unclean amongst his holy people, and unfit to be around them. Unclean people could not worship at the temple. They could not participate in the religious life of God's people, even live among them. This is why these 10 lepers, you may have noticed, stood at a distance from Jesus when begging him for mercy. We learn from Leviticus that they were unclean, forbidden to come near to God or to contaminate other people. And so Jesus, when he healed their leprosy, that simultaneously made them clean. It restored them to God and to their own people. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he cleansed all creation from any and all ceremonial uncleanness. Physical disease cannot make you unclean, because by your baptism you have been sanctified. The Holy Spirit has been poured out upon you, and you have him as a guarantee. Just as God has declared all foods clean that were once unclean, so in baptism he declares all his people holy by the power of the atoning cross of Jesus Christ. And this is a lesson for us today in thankfulness. Many of us, perhaps all of us, For instance, as an illustration, have never had to fight for our country. But we have lived our whole lives in a relatively free society. That freedom came at a price. Many wars, but especially two world wars, were fought to secure it, protect it. And I think I can say to everyone here, these wars weren't fought by you. And yet today, we see a thankless generation of youth that seems to believe freedom is their birthright. Just as several generations ago, the youth spit on soldiers who fought a war that they had been given the freedom to protest. I fear our civilization is raising up a generation of adult children. Children who don't realize that the things they have enjoyed their whole lives came at a price because they've never had to pay it themselves. Likewise, we may be, keep it from us, dear Lord, a generation of Christians who, like 9 out of 10 lepers, forget to return thanks to the Master who bought us. You have never had to worry about disease or your diet making you unclean in the sense of being unholy. Don't forget to return to Jesus daily and thank Him for making you clean and holy, so that you are no longer victims of evil. Because nothing that goes into the body can make you unclean. External things like food, Sabbaths, disease, and death, they can no longer cause you shame or reproach. We can suffer all things, bear our infirmities, deal with our diseases, because they have no bearing on how we can come to God. But at the same time, do not be deceived. The devil never misses an opportunity to twist God's word around and apply it in areas it doesn't apply. So today, every form of perversion and immorality is paraded around with pride. They call it pride. But we know that pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. Jesus has made all foods clean, yes, but He has not made sin clean. Works of the flesh always were unclean, and still are unclean, and those who do them are unclean. And Paul gives us a laundry list of them in our epistle. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, division. Works of the flesh drive out the Holy Spirit, and those who do them will not inherit the kingdom of God. But thanks be to God in Christ Jesus, who cleanses us from all uncleanness and guards us from all sin. He has washed away your filth. Do not return to it. Instead, walk in the Spirit, who abides in faith and who produces in you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Jesus cleanses us from all sin and uncleanness, ceremonial or otherwise, so that we no longer need fear them. But His healing of the lepers also frees us from another enemy, frees us from the fear of death. Every ailment of the body, leprosy, yes, and all others, are attacks on our health and are a direct result of the curse of the law, which has proclaimed from the beginning, the wage of sin is death. The wage of sin is death. But death has been conquered and defeated by the conquering Christ. Death has no dominion over him. Demons writhe and flee from his presence. The storms on the ocean cease at his word. And death is disarmed by the one who was sent by the Father and who teaches with all authority. Now, there are those today who would use today's gospel to teach that if you have enough faith, Jesus will heal you of your sicknesses. And I find that very ironic, because he healed all 10 lepers, all of them, but only one had faith to return to Jesus and to thank God. And if Jesus came only to heal physical ailments for the present life, think about it. He did a precious poor job of it. If he came to heal, why didn't he heal everybody? Why is there still disease? Is it because the diseased don't have enough faith? What a fine gospel that would be. But that's exactly what the Pentecostals and Charismatics have done. Look at the shame they heap once again upon the sick. Kenneth Copeland and other false shepherds get fat off the sheep. They build up what Christ tore down. The Lord rebuke them. Jesus came to separate physical disease from spiritual uncleanness so that even the weakest and the lowliest have equal access to God. And now look what has happened. The fanatics return to the vomit of the law, teaching you that you're sick because you lack sufficient faith for healing? By no means. Jesus rewards the weak faith of a father who confesses, "I believe, help my unbelief." So if Jesus did not come to preach a social gospel of earthly healing, why did he heal? He healed to display to the world his power over death, and to point forward to his own resurrection and the resurrection of all on the last day. In his death and in his resurrection, he has conquered every illness, virus, disease, and blight, so they can never do you any real harm. He has conquered death itself. Yes, these diseases can cause you suffering, cause you to struggle in this life, but your body is dying anyway. Jesus once healed to show that he has authority over death and over the law. But now, because of the resurrection of his flesh, we know that death will not have the last say. It's just a sleep that you'll wake up from. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Gone. Because Jesus disabled it. And he has nothing left to prove. But we all have something to prove, as our lives are tests. And there is no greater calling for the Christian than to face death with the confidence of knowing Jesus Christ, who will receive you into paradise when he calls. Death is just the culmination of a sickness that Jesus will heal in due time. Pray for healing in the present for whatever infirmities befall you or those you love or even your enemies. But also and especially pray for patience in the spirit you have received, so that you may face all trials and illnesses with confidence and the faith that even one leper had to call Jesus Lord and Christ. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, "My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God"? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.